Welcome back to Yearning for More as we prepare for our Yomim Noraim. Today we're going to be focusing on the topic of Kabbalah al Ha'ased, making resolutions, resolutions which stick, resolutions which last. What is fascinating about this is that making resolutions is something easy, keeping resolutions a little more difficult. It is interesting that the Rambam, when codifying this aspect of Teshuvah, not about the past, that's the regret, the charata, not about the present, about what one's saying or not doing the sin anymore, but about the future. The Rambam has a very curious example of how a person is supposed to do a resolution. He says in the second parak of Hilchos Teshuvah, a person needs to say that they're not going to do anything. A person should accept, make a resolution to the point that the one who knows all secrets can testify about that person that they will never return to the sin again. Meaning that the Almighty will know that this is truly tshuva. Now that's quite a high bar for a resolution. Have we ever made a resolution of that status? Very hard to understand what the Rambam is meaning. So there are a few suggestions as to what could be meant here. Here are four ideas as it pertains to making resolutions. The Sfas Emes, the Gerer Rebbe, explains that what this refers to is the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is that we sublimate our free will. Yes, we have the free will to make all kinds of decisions as human beings, and we make some better decisions and some not as great decisions in our lives. But our ultimate goal is to sublimate our free will to the point that our good is inbuilt, is habituated to the point that we no longer need to think about doing the right thing. And therefore, our aspiration should be when we make our resolutions is that, Hashem, I want to be the type of person who doesn't need to think about it because I'm doing the right thing. I want to naturally be in service of you to the point that you know that I want to do the right thing naturally. That's one perspective. It's an aspiration. On the very opposite end of the spectrum, the Sfas Emes offers a second interpretation. You know what it is? Sometimes in our lives, we try to make headway, we try to change, and we kind of feel like we're just spinning our wheels in the mud. We're in the same place we were in last year, maybe sometimes even a few inches behind. And we wonder to ourselves, have we done anything? And the truth is that sometimes we are guilty of doing very little, and that requires Yom Noraim to think very carefully about that. But there are times that we really did try, we just didn't make any headway. And we were spinning and we were driving and we were pushing and we were shoving and we were doing everything we could to get that car, that vehicle out of the mud, but the wheels kept spinning. But we did expend a lot of effort and pain and suffering and regret about where we are and where we wished we could be. And therefore, what we say to Hashem is, V'ya'id olav yodea ta'alumos, the one who knows secrets, can look into our hearts and we say, Hashem, I've tried. I made resolutions. I wanted to get further. I'm not there. Please, Hashem, look inside me and realize how lowly I am. Look at all the effort I expended, even though it doesn't seem like I got very far. The one idea, the first idea of the Sfas Emes, was an aspiration, the highest, loftiest idea of making my resolutions inbuilt. But the other idea is that look how lowly I truly am. A third idea is that of the Beis Halevi, Rav Soloveitchik, who has a very beautiful perspective here. He says that when a person is born, they're born naturally doing good. A person is altruistic. Children are altruistic. They may be selfish. They learn away from their selfishness as they grow up, hopefully, with the right training. But at core, a child is good. A person wants to do what's good. When a person sins, what they do is they create habitual processes, running away from pain, moving towards convenience and pleasantries in life. And when one creates these new ruts, unfortunately, one creates new neural pathways and algorithms for dealing with the world which are corrupt. And they move away from altruism, moving towards selfishness, moving towards self-centeredness, prevalent in our society very much today. The goal of what's happening on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when one's doing the vidui and trying to change the future, one's trying to make those resolutions, is not just to undo an action, but to rework those pathways, What was it in my childhood? What was it in my life that caused me to act in this way? What is the process? What's the algorithm for dealing with painful situations like this that I keep doing the same pre-programmed mistake? Can I work it out? Hashem, I need to make a resolution. The one who knows all the secrets knows that I'm working through the secret to work out not just fixing the action, but fixing the pathway which led to the action. Fixing the pathway because I was born right. I was born perfect. I was born with altruism in me. Can I get back to that innate sense of health in order to be able to get to the right place? Fourth perspective of this is the Kesef Mishnah, the Lechi Mishnah, who say a very beautiful thing. And that is that when a person is asking, when a person is saying this idea of that Hashem should testify that they're not going to do this again, it's not necessarily because they won't do it again. It's at that very moment that they need to want to be better. They need to aspire to be a better person to the degree that they themselves wish they never would ever come back to this place again. And you know what? Life may lead them that way. They may make mistakes, but at this very moment, a person needs to be so sure that even if Hashem were to look into their hearts right now, Hashem would say, no, this person really wants to be better. This person really wants to be in a different place. And that's perhaps the way that a person is meant to make resolutions. This is the four different explanations as to how it is that a person is meant to try to change their future. The Sasem is talking about the aspiration of him making all the good habitual, natural. The Sasem is saying, well, look at the oil, look at the effort and toil, even though we perhaps haven't advanced so much. The Beis Halevi's idea that it's not just fixing the actions, but fixing the pathways and the algorithms that led to this. And finally, the Kesef Mishnah and the Alecha Mishnah, who describe that this is about asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that right at this moment in time, I just want to be better. I want to be a different person, 100% absolutely. And hopefully Hashem will help us get to our dreams. With this, we close. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.